Glory to God. Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good morning. God is so amazing, ladies. I am recording this from just a resort in the mountains that my husband and I we go to, and it's my birthday, but I'm going to share just a very very different message or podcast, and it's the Holy Spirit just kept pressing it upon my spirit, but it's a very special podcast episode. It's very revelatory. It is going to be unlike anything that I have done personally in terms of speaking on some of the things that the Lord has been showing me in terms of some just some things that God has been showing me about brands and designers that we love. Yeah. So this is a very, very weighted assignment, and the title really speaks for itself in terms of what the Lord really desires us to pray when we talk about deception. And myself and my fellow sister in Christ and friend and fellow minister, we did a podcast, I think it was last year. It was like a two-part podcast, and we exposed some of the deception that's related to yoga and crystals. And so in this podcast episode, I'm also going to be doing some expose. So a couple of things. Yes, God is good. Yeah, I've been trying to get this, we're trying to find a place in this resort because I had to be obedient. I kept feeling the press. The Lord is, once he revealed said information to me, the Lord began to show me that it has to be shared. And so I began to seek the Lord on how that's to be done, what that looks like, and how it should be released, because, you know, we have to move in wisdom, especially if we're talking about exposing the satanic kingdom and things that are happening in that realm and the principalities and darkness and all of that. So we want to move with wisdom from the Holy Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit revealed to me that recording is the way to do it and sharing it and posting it like this, the Lord kept just bringing it in front of me, and I couldn't shake it. So I kept asking the Lord, you know, just to, exactly how to bring it about, how to go about doing it. Just want to do this in the right way. This is different from a planned Bible study on yoga and on crystals, where it was like heavy, heavy research. And this is just revelation from the Holy Spirit, personal, that he allowed me, oh, glory to God, that he allowed me to see. And so the thing about revelation, and when things are exposed to us, and when the Holy Spirit reveals things to us that are hidden, specifically as it relates to deception, that's information that we have been entrusted to share. So it's not enough for our eyes to have been opened, but then we have to share with, as the Spirit of the Lord leads us, right? And once the Spirit of the Lord presses it or impresses it upon us to share it, then we have to be obedient to that, no matter what opposition or warfare will come. Because one thing's for sure, two things for certain, the enemy does not want our eyes to be opened as believers. Right? He's a little g, God of this age. He has blinded the minds of unbelievers, right? According to the word of God, so that they cannot see the gospel of the light of Christ. So now we're talking about deception, believers and unbelievers, but I'm speaking specifically to believers, right? Because we are responsible for the things that we know. And so what has been shared with me by the Lord is that we're held accountable to that which the Holy Spirit reveals to us, right? That which we know. So if we are unaware of something, oh, glory, or something is unknown to us, then we are ignorant of it, right? We're blinded. We're in the dark. But once we have heard something, or the Holy Spirit has revealed something, whether that be directly to us or through one of his trusted vessels, then it is our obligation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's our obligation to do our due diligence and pray and do our own research to confirm and let the Holy Spirit confirm to us that what his trusted vessel or what the Holy Spirit is showing us, it's true. It's true. And we should now do something in response to what we know, right? And so what my husband and I have really been talking about is how we are living in some of the greatest times of deception. So on one hand, we see that the demonic or satanic agenda that was once very discreet and very hidden in terms of witchcraft and different areas of demonic activity, or even just the advancement of just LGBTQ and just all number of different things that's on the agenda of Satan and his hierarchy, or Satan and his minions. So it used to be a lot more subtle. And so now what we're seeing blatant witchcraft. We're seeing blatant use of witches and blatant use of LGBTQ. And it's blatant. I mean, I was even on a work meeting, and I work for the government. And the guy had on his red lipstick, and he was talking like sort of in a theme. It was just crazy. So it's things that were once a little bit more subtle as we see, as the advancement of Satan's agenda is being pushed and continuing to being pushed, we're seeing that things that were once a little more subtle are now more widely accepted and really has become the new norm for society. Not the new norm for us as believers, right? But the new norm for society and for those in the world. So we expect that unbelievers are going to subscribe to the things of this world, but we have to be careful that we don't accept or conform. I don't know, it's not in my notes, so thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm so cool. That we cannot and must not accept nor conform to what society is telling us is now normal. Just because something is widely accepted, or it is popular, the person, the thing, the group, the movie, the event, the initiative, the insert the word, whatever it is, just because it, they, he, she, them, whatever, just because it's popular does not mean that it is godly, does not mean that it's not rooted in witchcraft, does not mean it's not a part of Satan's agenda. We have to be careful that we're in a time where our fervent prayer must be, open my spiritual eyes, Lord, so I can see things not as the world sees them, not as my flesh would see them, but as you would have me see them, that I would see everything through spiritual eyes, right? Because that gives us the leg up. So instead of us just thinking like, oh, it's cool, this is popular, everybody's doing it, it doesn't necessarily, you know, maybe we don't understand it, and maybe we're just like, yeah, no, I mean, it's cool. It doesn't directly state that it's a sin. And so, yeah, it's widely accepted, it's normal, everybody's doing it, everybody's thinking it. If it was such a sin, then why would, that means nothing. We're living, let me go back to what I said in the beginning, we're living in some of the greatest times of deception. Right? The Lord is really impressing us and leading us in this hour to put on our spiritual glasses. We have to put on our spiritual goggles. We have to see things with spiritual eyes, because that's how we're going to be aware. And when we are aware, we can avoid certain things. When we are aware of what the origin of something is, or what the true agenda, oh my God, thank you, Holy Ghost. Because a lot of times the true agenda and the true motives of even the most normal, popular, widely accepted thing is hidden. And if we do not ask the Lord to open our spiritual eyes, then we are going to be ignorant, oh Ramasata, to Satan's devices. And Apostle Paul talks about that in the Word. We cannot be unaware or ignorant to the devices of Satan. His assignment, him and his minions, their assignment is to steal, kill, and destroy. Just because we may not always be in position, and we may not always be on assignment or on our posts where we're supposed to be in terms of the things of God and the kingdom of God, let me tell you who is always on post. The minions. They are always on post. They've been assigned to us. They don't leave their post. That they have been given orders, right, to harass, to oppress. They've been given direct orders from Satan, which is their commander in chief, right? So if we are blinded or ignorant to the very real spiritual realm and the very, very real spiritual war that is raging around us, I pray that this in the name of Jesus would be an opportunity for you to go, whoa, God, maybe I've been living under a rock. This is not a time to live under a rock. This is not a time to be ignorant. This is not a time for us to be unaware, right? But I'm also not saying this to give the enemy, as some people say, you know, much credit. Sure, we don't give the enemy much credit. We know that we have great authority in Jesus Christ. However, if you do not know what you're fighting, you will not know how to fight. If you do not know that you are in a war, you will not be properly armed. That is like you going to the battlefield. They say all soldiers are being called to the battlefield. You miss the notice that you're going to the battlefield, so you arrive in your, you know, just your regular old clothes. You don't have on your artillery. You don't have on your vest. You don't have on, you know, the things that you're supposed to have on that would prepare you or armor or defend you or serve as your armor in the battle. The same for us in the spiritual battle. If we don't have on the armor, right, the whole armor of God, as Apostle Paul admonishes the people of Ephesus in Ephesians 6, that we are not able to stand against the schemes and plots of the enemy. Now, notice it says schemes. I'm not going to get too far into that. I want to make sure I bring it back together and reveal what or share what the Lord has really given me. So we know that in the last days, we're very clear that deception is going to be at an all-time high. Deception is at an all-time high. Even the very elect will be deceived. So what I wanted to do with this episode is what the Holy Spirit has been prompting me to do. And that is share a series of things that he has shown me or revealed to me in the last 2 weeks. One of which is about a very, very popular coffee brand. Now, what's interesting about the coffee brand is that I don't really frequent the place often, but I've given gift cards in the past. I mean, you know, because this is a popular place that people drink from. There has been like, you know, a seasonal drink that I've liked and, you know, kind of, you know, been like, you know, drinking for during a particular season, but I'm not like an everyday at Starbucks kind of person. Starbucks is the brand that I'm referring to. But I'm not like at the line every day at Starbucks. Most people are at Starbucks every day. However, there was recently two times in this last couple of months. One, when I was sick and, you know, I was told, you know, go to Starbucks, you know, get a medicine ball and da 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 da. And I'm like, okay, that's great. Medicine ball, great. And the medicine ball was awesome, right? Medicine ball was great. I was going to Starbucks getting those. It was helping me with the cold. And then they had a cinnamon dolce latte. So for about like a week or so in the last few weeks, I had gotten maybe like, you know, a few cinnamon dolce lattes. And I was like, oh man. So I was kind of hooked. And there was one particular time, and I had even told like church family, somebody was sick in the church. And I'm like, yeah, go get a medicine ball from Starbucks, right? Again, not knowing anything about anything. I haven't, you know, nothing's being revealed to me at that point. I'm not a big Starbucks drinker, but again, it is the most popular coffee brand. People stop at Starbucks every day before work, most people. So we're talking about sharing something, or is the Lord revealing something that is going to impact many, many people if it's shared. And again, not everybody's going to receive this message. That's not up to me. I share what has been revealed, and you can do your research or you can turn a blind eye. But again, we're held accountable to that which we know, and we are required or obligated to do our due diligence. And if it is confirmed to be true, because I wouldn't make stuff up. I certainly don't give a bang out of sharing just random revelation. No, this is from the Holy Spirit. And if you know me and know the ministry, then you know that I walk lockstep by God's grace with the Holy Spirit. And I hear from the Lord frequently. My ears always to the heavens, always to the heavens. And so I thank the Lord for just this opportunity and just this even having this platform to be able to share this. So one particular day, about 2.5 weeks ago, I think about 2.5 weeks ago, I was, you know, going to get my cinnamon dolce latte in the line at Starbucks. I was with my 12-year-old daughter. Now, I have talked to my 12-year-old. She is very aware and knowledgeable on witchcraft. the Lord has told me about 3 years ago to begin to talk with her about witchcraft. See, if our kids are unaware of the realm of darkness, then we are putting them in a position where they cannot tell light from darkness and the truth from a lie. So I've begun talking to her and even my nephew about witchcraft and, like, you know, crystals, and even the teens that I teach, just starting to talk with them about those things as well. We have to educate our kids, but we can't inform them of that which we don't know. So if we are in deception, we most certainly cannot or are going to be unable to actually share with our children what's really happening behind the scenes, right? So the whole purpose of this podcast is hidden things are being revealed. That's the title the Lord gave me. Open our spiritual eyes, Lord, which is the cry of our heart. That's the plea for us to go before the Lord in this season. And hidden things are revealed. So I'm in the line this particular day about 2.5 weeks ago. And I'm in the drive-thru. I'm like, oh, get my little cinnamon dolce latte. Again, I'm not even a big coffee drinker, so I don't even know why this little cinnamon dolce latte was just drawing me in, but it was. So I'm in the line. The logo, as I was pulling out, it was like they had a couple of their tumblers outside on the little ledge of the drive through. And I had been to Starbucks a few times before. I mean, seen the logo before, but in this particular day, the logo was like just glaring at me. Like it was just this, I could just feel it glaring at me. And I'm like, okay, I'm just saying to Ava, I'm like, I really feel such a strong, well, I told her creepy, but that was a word I just used at that time. But I could feel what it was is I could just feel a really strong demonic presence. And I told Ava, my daughter, I said, look at that logo. I said, it was almost like I could see it in the spirit, right? So now I was no longer, the Lord was, whatever had happened in that moment, Holy Spirit was trying to show me to stop going here. So in that moment, oh my God, go to Usiki Andanamasu. In the moment, it is almost like I could feel the demonic presence. And it was like the logo was glaring at me, and it was like vivid and real from the cup. And so I couldn't shake it. So I got my cinnamon dolce latte, but Ava went to Google it as we're still sitting in the car. And I said, there's something about that logo. And so my daughter was on it. So she went to Google the origin of the logo. Right. So that's something that we have to understand. And that's also something that I teach my children and other youth that I teach. We have to know the origin of something, right? Because the logo, there's actually hidden satanic imagery behind the logo, right? So the logo is never just a logo. So things, what I am learning as I just walk closer with the Lord, things are almost always never what they seem. And what I mean by that, it doesn't mean like everything is super spiritual or super deep and super demonic. No, I don't mean that. Right. And so I don't mean us to walk around looking at every logo, every designer. I don't mean us to do that. But what I do mean for us to do by way of the Holy Spirit is for us to be more aware and more discernful and more prayerful about the things we're doing, the places we're going, the things we're eating, the designers we're wearing, the things we're purchasing. It feels like, well, that's a lot. Well, it is a lot if you're talking about the hidden agenda of Satan. If we're talking about the spirit of deception that is running rampant across the world. And as believers, we have to have spiritual eyes to be able to see what's of God and what's not. And some things, you know, can be originated. And I mean, there's some things that have been originated in pagan beliefs that we have, you know, accepted Christmas, etc. And not getting into that. That's not my assignment. So that might be somebody else's assignment. That's not my assignment. My assignment is to talk about what the Lord was just showing me about the logo. So again, it's never about like the object or the activity or the event. It's about the origin. So when we did the podcast on yoga, we had to speak about the origin of yoga, not that it's just exercise. And I've done it before in the past before I knew. So once we know better, I think that was Maya Angelou that said that, or maybe Spike Lee, I don't know. But once we know better, we do better. And so I'm just going to break that down into spiritual terms. Once the Lord has shown us something that is deception or that's demonic or that's rooted in pagan beliefs or that's rooted in the worship of false gods. That's what makes yoga so demonic. It's not the actual stretching and the exercise itself. It's that the origin of yoga is rooted in the worship of Hindu gods. So the poses are actually not just like, oh, random poses. They're actually poses that are worship. But anyway, so I don't want to get too deep in that. I would encourage you to listen to the podcast, and I'll share it. When I share this one, I'll share those podcasts as well, so you can get full revelation of a number of things that we are believers are being deceived by. So again, so we're here, and Ava's, she's Googling the origin, and at the same time she's Googling it, I'm also Googling it as well. So as we researched the logo, we realized that it's a siren or siren. It's a water spirit. Excuse me. That is their logo. And it's actually a Greek mythological character being character, creature, right? And so it's actually a creature that's a half bird and a half woman. And this Greek mythological character, creature, she was actually responsible. She was known to have this alluring presence where she would lure people in. And then she would destroy them by the sweetness of her song. Now, as I'm researching, the Lord is just showing me like the connection between the obsession with Starbucks and the logo. So he's beginning to speak to me or to share with me just the satanic agenda and even the satanic imagery. So sure, maybe somebody's listening to this could say, well, that's just the logo. The coffee's good. I'm just going to drink the coffee because I'm going to separate the coffee from the logo. But the brand is the brand. So if the brand is rooted in something that is contrary to the word of God, and we know that, we are knowingly, oh my God, glory to God, we're knowingly saying, okay, God, well, I'm just going to ask for a pass. I'm going to make an exception to the rule. I'm going to go ahead and still drink the coffee or eat the food or do whatever at Starbucks, even though I know that their logo and their beliefs, right? Because I'm going to talk more about what the owner said about the logo, right? Because it's not just the logo. We're going to get into this thing. Because at this point, you know, if you're addicted to Starbucks, that's an issue in itself. So that's something to pray to the Lord about anyway. We shouldn't be addicted to anything. We should not be addicted to it. There's nothing that should have control over us. So if somebody's listening to this going, well, I got to have my Starbucks. No, you don't got to have anything but Jesus. Now, I understand that in the morning, some of us may need a little pick me up. But the alternative is to make your coffee at home or go somewhere else that's not rooted in demonic or hidden satanic imagery. Those are our alternatives. Or you could do something different. You could decide to ignore what the Lord is sharing through this message or what the Holy Spirit has revealed. And you can decide to keep going to Starbucks. And then in time, I'm almost certain that the Lord himself will deal with you, because again, the Lord just kept presenting it before me. We are held accountable to that which we know. So if we are knowingly participating in something that we know is rooted in demonic beliefs, right? Greek mythology, it is not Christian. It ain't faith-based. It is demonic. We're talking about she had an alluring presence, air quotes, right? Who she lured sailors in to destroy them by the sweetness of her song. I'm sorry, if that ain't witchcraft and if that is not satanic, I don't know what is. So it's impossible for us to say, well, I'm just going to drink the coffee, but the brand is the coffee, right? And so as I begin to research further, I saw that the owner, because at first I was like, you know, God has just shown me revelation. Like, wow, yeah, I'm not going to drink there anymore. Anyway, at that point I knew. Once the Lord showed me that it is a Greek mythological character that is the brand, right? That represents the brand. The logo represents the owner. This is the owner's vision for the brand. If the owner's vision for the brand is rooted in something that is opposite to God's word, it's rooted in Greek mythology and spiritism, and it's no way we can participate and think that we can separate it. So then I began to research further. And then I saw something that the owner said, my Lord. And it just, they begin to think, he said, they see the, the logo and the siren or siren, they see her. First of all, they gave name to it. Now so we don't think we're talking about witchcraft now. We don't think we're talking about something totally different. Let us not be deceived. It's greater than just the logo. He began to say that the logo, they refer to the logo as her. So now they're referring to that which they originally were saying, oh, the logo represents the sea. My gosh, it was so demonic. So again, subtle, but satanic. He said, yeah, the company was established in Seattle. We're known for the seaports. And so they have a water spirit, which is their logo, right? And so they think of her, air quotes around this logo, as a person. And so they actually refer to the logo as a person throughout their website. So again, this is not something that I am just making up or something. Go to their website, Google it, do the research for yourself so that your eyes can be open, so that you can see that this is revelation from the Holy Spirit, so that we can understand that everything that is popular is established or built on beliefs or values that we can subscribe to. Now, again, this is not like a go searching for every single thing that we eat or drink, but there was a reason why the Holy Spirit brought this before me, right? And there was a reason why the Holy Spirit impressed it so heavily. I could not shake it until I recorded this. And I am away on my birthday, and I just kept telling my husband, because the Lord just kept pressing it. Like, it was all that was on my mind. And I'm like, okay, honey, I have to go record. I have to go find a quiet space, and I have to record this message. And so everywhere I kind of tried to go, there was noise. And I said, no, Lord, show me where I can go, where I can get quiet, where I can record it. I don't even have good signal here. I have no idea. The enemy is trying to, tell me that, he's trying to put a sense of fear in releasing this, but the devil is such a liar. And so, so if you go to their website, they're referring to their logo as a person on their website. Now tell me that ain't crazy, right? We have to know what's going on. And then they have a quote on there, on their website, where it says, "She's at the center of your Starbucks cup." That, here we go. We know we're talking about her. They're referring to the logo again as her, because they're really subscribing to her, this Greek mythological character, being their brand. There's no way that I can drink there again. There's no way that I would ever eat there again. And then I told my daughter, I said, we can never go there again. And she said, yeah, we just have to stick to McDonald's. I love my daughter. She'd be ready to roll. She don't play about witchcraft. And so it said on their website, "She's at the center of your Starbucks cup, that green mythological character who's staring into your soul as you drink your latte." I'm going to let that sit right there. This is nothing that I said. This is nothing that I made up. They said the green mythological creature is staring into your soul as you drink your latte. If that is not reason for us to never drink at Starbucks again, I don't know what is. They're not even trying to make it seem like the logo is just an image. The satanic imagery is actually not hidden. I mean, it's hidden until you start to look at and do some research and kind of listen to the owner and see what the owner is saying about the brand and the logo. But I'm not drinking from anything that says the logo is a creature that's staring into our soul. If that is not demonic, I don't know what is. If that is not satanic, I don't know what is. And so as I was just, again, I made an immediate decision. We're not going there ever again. And then I just kind of just waited to release this part of the message. And so again, this is the revelation. This is my personal experience and revelation from the Holy Spirit. Seek the Lord for yourself. Do the research. Ask the Lord to show you. But this is all public stuff. This is stuff I researched by way of the Holy Spirit. And these are things that were on their website. So this is not Minister April making up something so I can, tarnish a brand. I don't care about their brand. I care less. I don't even drink coffee. I was just craving this particular drink. But it doesn't matter to me whether their business succeeds or not. What I desire to do, though, is to always be obedient to the Holy Spirit. And if revelation is given unto me, that's opened my eyes to greater understanding of something, or the origin of something, or the hidden agenda, or the hidden agenda of something, then I have to be obedient to that. Amen. Amen. So again, people that listen to this, it is not it's, I don't, the outcome of this message and of the release of this revelation, it is not on my heart at all, because I released it. And so the people that are listening, you all, my sisters, and please share it with your brothers in Christ as well, because it's not relevant to just one gender. It's relevant to the body of Christ. And so please share as you're led. But after hearing this, like I said, you're going to do one of the two things. You're going to research it for yourself, seek the Lord about it for yourself. And once the Holy Spirit confirms what he has revealed to me and what you're seeing, what you'll see for yourself, then you'll make the decision to stop drinking, or you'll try to justify the owners. You'll try to justify what the owner was saying that's blatantly satanic. All right. And because your flesh will tell you that you need the coffee, that you have to have it. And that's a bigger issue anyway. But again, that's something to seek the Lord about. Amen. Amen. So again, in the realm of just revelatory, like a season of revelation, and the Lord just opening my eyes, it, like a few days late, no, maybe like a week later. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Like a week later, I love watches. I love, love, love watches. And so my husband had got me a couple of Versace watches, and they're beautiful watches. Love them, love them, love them. One day, literally, I'm just at home and the Holy Spirit says, look up the origin of the logo. Now, we all know that the Versace logo, it's a lion, right? Looks like a lion to me. Looks, I mean, I'm looking at the thing. I'm looking at the box like, well, Lord, it looked like a lion. Now, I ain't going to be disobedient to the Lord, but I go to Google the logo for Versace. And although it looks like a lion, right? Deception, deception, deception. It's actually Medusa. So again, if we're not seeing the connection, Medusa is a what? A Greek mythological character, right? Now, we do our research. We know what Medusa is known for. And let me just read it to you. Sorry, give me 1 minute. It may not allow me to pull it up because I'm here in the mountains. And so, but when you get a chance, look up the Greek mythological character, Medusa. Sorry, I thought I had it in my notes, but I did not have it. But again, the story it doesn't even matter what a story is, but I do want you to look it up yourself. So you see, again, we're talking about the brand and the owner's beliefs, and the brand being centered around a Greek mythological character that is said to have these certain powers or abilities to lure and allure and then destroy. I mean, again, all of this is demonic, right? And so I immediately threw the watches away. So in the same season, right, like a few days ago, God is just so good, because again, he's opening our spiritual eyes. And so again, that should be our fervent prayer. Open my spiritual eyes, Lord, so I can see things around me, not as I want them to be, not as I think they are, but as you see them and as you desire for me to see them. Show me, God, give me stronger discernment so that I can discern what's of you, what's not of you, truth from lies, darkness from light, etc., etc. Now, another way that we are deceived, this is just, again, this is all personal stories, personal revelation. So this is the Lord really drawing me and taking me to a different level and giving me a stronger or sharper discerning of spirits, which is a gift. It's a spiritual gift. So my daughter, she has sent me a carnival, and and so I always Google things. I do my research, and people make a joke. They say, we're never giving your daughter any gifts, because I inspect all gifts. I don't play. No one's going. We're not giving, me and my husband are not giving anybody, the Satan, any access into our home, into our children, to our marriage, etc. Right. To the extent that we are aware. And so I definitely am extremely diligent about anything dealing with gifts and other things when it comes to my child. So, or any events, anything. So she sent a link to a carnival. At first glance, you know, it has a really nice family page. It looks like a family carnival. It's like food and games. And I mean, it just looked great. The title of the carnival is where the Holy Spirit just gave me pause in my spirit. It was called NRU Shrine Carnival. And I immediately Googled that. And when I Googled it, it took me to a separate page and pulled up a website where it said it was hosted by a Freemasonry organization, right? And so Freemasonry organization is similar to a fraternity and other like sort of secret, excuse me, and other sort of like secret societies. And so the Lord was just showing me, first of all, it was called Shrine Carnival. We all know what a shrine is, right? And so one of the Masonic organizations is called Nobles of the Mystic Shrine. And so as I begin to even look deeper into the Freemasonry, now I am clear that Freemasonry is like a fraternity. It's not something that Christians should subscribe to, should be a part of. There are many believers, to my understanding, that are part of Freemasonry because of like the brotherhood and all this other stuff, right? The principles and the beliefs and all of that. And there's actually a website of ex-Freemasoners that turned to Jesus. They actually were pulled out of darkness into the marvelous light. And they actually ended up creating a whole website that exposes their former Masonic members. And the Lord just had me really digging into it. And I had to end up telling my daughter, I'm like, we can't go to this because of the organization that's hosting it. There's no way that I can know that a Freemasonry organization is hosting a carnival. Sure, it's a part of their, they have different things they do, Freemasonry or Masonic charity. I don't care what kind of charitable act it is. Your organization is rooted in oaths and beliefs that are contrary to the word of God, right? And the Lord immediately took me to Colossians 2:8. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. And so that's what the Freemasonry or the Masonic organizations, that's what they're rooted in. Their philosophies are human philosophies and principles of this world. And they have like oaths and and they swear to different things, and the things that they swear to, the oaths that they take, it's false. It's false, right? It's false. And it actually directly opposes every oath, every belief. And you can research it because I did, but I'm not going to go through every oath. And I don't have the time for that. Please research it. But it opposes the word of God. So again, we talked about knowing the origin, right? Knowing the origin behind things, because things can appear great. The organization, they do charitable work. So maybe one person can say, well, it's a Freemasonry organization, but they're doing good work. They're doing charitable work. I don't care about what good it's doing if it's rooted in evil, if it's rooted in false doctrine, if it's rooted in the worship of human deities and not God. I cannot participate in it if I know these things, right? And again, they had the family carnival. It was appealing to the eye. Food, games, fun. It was something that your flesh would say yes to. But what was hidden was who was hosting it. It wasn't directly stated who was hosting it. And so the Freemasonry, I'll just share a couple of things. They don't believe, they don't acknowledge the Christian faith. They have like this great grand architect of the universe. I mean, they just have something. Again, I would just encourage you to do some research on the Freemasonry or the Masonic organizations and their beliefs. But I can tell you this with certainty upon my research, that everything that they swear to is contrary to the word of God. Everything that they swear to, salvation by man's good works. I mean, their belief that they can go from imperfect to perfect. I mean, they just, everything that they believe, even just their, just the way that they, again, just the rituals of the lodge and things that we may not necessarily know, but have been exposed by those who used to be a part of it. And so there are Masonic oaths and rituals that, that perpetuate a false gospel. Right. And so there's a membership. And so you're basically, it's clear that anybody who's a part of that, and I pray, I don't know that, I have heard that there are believers that are a part of it. And so I'm going to be praying fervently for their eyes to be opened and them to see that it's greater. And I understand every man wants to do good and believing in the greater good of a cause. And so I get that. And that's what draws men in, because of the principles the principles and the core sort of values of the Masonic organization in terms of, you know, them wanting to do good and have this desire to just leave a footprint in the world. No problem with that if it's rooted in Christian beliefs, right? But the Masonry, it really contradicts the clear teaching of the scripture on a number of levels. And so as a result, a Christian, we shouldn't be a member of any organization that has any connection with Freemasonry. And so nor will I attend any event that's hosted by any organization that's connected with Freemasonry or any Masonic organization. I'm not doing it. And we have to be praying against those Freemason members that the enemy wants to plant in churches so they can start to undermine the gospel by planting seeds of a false doctrine. And again, going back to Colossians, because they want the Freemasonry organizations, very similar to me, to a frat, that's just a fraternity, but again, not my assignment to do anything there, but they want us they want to take people captive, men captive, through their hollow and deceptive philosophy. It's so deep. Right. It's so deep. You're like, oh, this is so deep. This is like really good. And again, it's rooted in false teaching. It's rooted in false doctrine. It's rooted in the worship of a person, this great grand architect of the universe, and how it represents all gods and all religions. And it's crazy. Do your research, though. Do your research. The website is X-Masons for Jesus. So I recommend that you review their resources. I recommend that you do your research. I recommend that we all just continue to stay watchful. Excuse me. Body has been under some attack in the last couple of weeks, but the Lord is good, and this was going to be released. So the Lord knew. He had kept bringing it in front of me. I'm like, I got to do it. And so this is a time for us to stay watchful, to stay prayerful, to really be fervently asking the Lord to open our spiritual eyes, to give us sharper discernment, to help us to be able to discern what's of him, what isn't of him, to help us to be able to discern hidden agendas and motives of the enemy, even when it looks like it's a good thing. Because remember, Satan, he masquerades himself as what? As an angel of light. So something can appear to be charitable, can appear to be good, can appear to be rooted in good works, but it's actually behind the scenes. The hidden agenda is satanic. The hidden motives, the hidden sort of larger, greater plan of attack or corporate attack is rooted in satanic, in the advancement of Satan's agenda, right? And so we just want to have our eyes open. This is not a season or a time. We are truly living in the last days. So we really haven't seen anything yet. So the deception is only going to get worse. The evil that we're seeing that is on a whole and like other level, it's going to get worse. Things are going to continue to be exposed. There will continue to be things that the Holy Spirit exposes. So we want to pray we're on the right side of this thing. We want to pray that as things are being exposed, that it's nothing that catches us by surprise, that the Holy Spirit has actually already revealed it to us, right? We want to pray and ask the Lord to give us the ability to discern the times and the ages and the seasons that we're in this world, so we will not be caught off guard. We're not seeking news channels and news broadcasters to tell us what's happening in the nation. We're seeking the great King, the God who sits on the throne. We're not seeking, right, any other human person or any other outlets for information, because we know what's happening, because our eyes have been opened, our ears have been unclogged, our ears have been unplugged, and the Lord has been speaking to us about what's happening in our community, in our families, in our workplaces, in the world around us. We've been praying and seeking the Lord around the seven, excuse me, mountains of influence: education, media, arts, entertainment, religion, family, business. I think I'm missing one. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but we have to really be, and this is a call. And this is a call for us as those of us who are called as intercessors. All of us are called to intercede and pray on behalf of others and things. But those of us who are intercessors, it's a clear call for us to rise and begin and continue to intercede on behalf of our communities, our families, the church, the nation, in a way that we may not have done before. So seeking the Lord for an intercession strategy for again, even the seven, the Lord just keeps bringing in front of me just the seven mountains or spheres of influence. That's how we really get to the root of some of this and dismantling strongholds. And so minds of unbelievers can be opened and hearts can be opened to receive the truth and to come into the knowledge of the truth. So that is all that I have to share. Glory to the name of God. And so I am going to get this podcast. Probably will release it the next day, but I'm just so grateful to the Lord for the revelation that he doesn't leave us in the dark. He doesn't desire to leave us in the dark. And so let's just pray and continue to stand for the truth and not compromise or conform to any patterns or ways or beliefs of this world, but that when we would be transformed by the renewing of our mind, staying in the word. The word shows us. The word can tell us what seasons and times we're in. So even if the Lord didn't speak to me directly and said he's soon to return, I know he's soon to return based on the signs of the end of this age. We're clear on that. And anybody who's in their word understands it as well. And so we just don't want to be in the dark, right? So if we're in the dark and this is catching us all by surprise, then we need to examine and assess our relationship with the Holy Spirit and our relationship with the Lord to make sure we're in true relationship, truly seeking him, listening to him, resting at his feet and receiving revelation as a result of the quiet time and the intimate relationship that we have with our Savior. So with that, I'm just going to close this out in prayer. And so I just really pray just that the enemy would not, that he would not, cause this word to fall on, excuse me, on deaf ears, that the enemy, God, I'm just going to pray, God. God, I'm just going to lift up your name, God. You're truly so wonderful, God. Even on this blessed birthday, God, just what an honor it is to be obedient to you in a special assignment, especially an assignment of this magnitude, God. I don't take it lightly, God. So I pray that everything was released in a way that is pleasing to you, in a way that you wanted your servant to release it, in a way that brings you glory, but more importantly, in a way that opens up minds, that pulls us out of darkness and areas where maybe things were hidden and we just didn't know. God, I thank you for just exposing that which is hidden. I thank you for exposing that which has been hidden for so long, God. God, I pray that you would give us the desire to do our due diligence, God, and that this revelation, God, it will go forward and that others will come to see, God, that everything that seems normal and everything that is widely accepted or popular is not always rooted in beliefs and values that Christians can subscribe to or that we can support, God, and help us to be okay with saying, no, I can't drink from there anymore. No, I can't go there anymore. No, I can't take the yoga class with you anymore. No, I can't go here. It's okay for us to stand flat-footed for the truth. We must be a people, Rishi Bako Remando, that stand flat-footed for the truth. Rasatabando Suburamashata. We cannot want to fit in and be accepted by the world. We have to stand up. We have to arise. We have to step in to our rightful place as kingdom kids, as children of the Most High God, which means we have already been called to be set apart, a peculiar people. We're not supposed to fit in with the world. That's the problem, God. So I ask that you would help us, God. Help us to be okay with being set apart, God. Help us to be okay with standing firmly and flat-footed on the truth, God. Raise up more voices and vessels, God, that are going to reveal and expose. So Ramashoko, God, we bind up the spirit of retribution and retaliation in the mighty, matchless, precious name of our Savior, King Jesus. I plead the blood over myself and over my family. No harm or danger will come their way, God. God, so I pray for every person that you led to listen to this message, God. I pray for them, God, that eyes will be open, ears will be unplugged, God. I pray, God, that there will be a greater fervency in seeking you and a greater fervency in being able to discern
your voice from the enemy's voice, and to be able to discern your will, your ways, your plans and purposes from that which is of our flesh. Oh, Robusha. God, so I bless you, God. I bless you for just the beautiful weekend, the birthday wishes, just everything, God, all the thoughtfulness, God. And I know, God, you still have other things in store, God, but you, God, you're the greatest gift to me, God. So I just thank you. I thank you for the opportunity to serve you, to walk so closely with you, God. Oh, I don't take it lightly, God. God, I don't take it lightly, God. So I thank you and I worship you and we lift you up, God, because you're worthy, God. Draw us closer to you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray all of these things. Amen and amen. Amen, amen, everyone. Again, please share this as you are led. I pray that it just really just, again, just opens eyes, unplugs ears, and gives us a new level of awareness of what is that which is hidden. So amen. Praying for you all. Love you all. Amen, amen, amen.